Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mark Cox Morning Show. Good morning. Joining us now, the founder of the Institute for Faith and Culture, also the CEO and president of the Coleridge Ministries, Rob Pazienza. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, we're seeing some pretty big relationship building between President Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky. After the UN meetings in New York City, we saw a sit down and we actually saw an interview with Zelensky on Fox News, indicating that perhaps one of the things that we're finding is that the United States and Ukraine has more and more common when it comes to some of the problems they're running into with Russia. Now, we're not in direct war with Russia, but they're saying, hey, if Putin's not playing ball and Putin's lying to the United States has no choice but to further dig deeper into support for Ukraine. So what's your take on all this?
Yeah, I think somebody said earlier that it's a shift in negotiations. I think it's a U-turn in negotiations. You go back just a few months ago and you see the awful situation that unfolded in the Oval Office between Trump and Zelensky, and now I'll be here today. And it's sounding like Trump is not only willing to get engaged now, but backing Ukraine, saying Ukraine can gain all its territory back. Obviously, something happened for Trump to have such a dramatic U-turn. I think he's seeing the danger that Russia poses not only to Ukraine, but to the surrounding nations. I think he's not been happy with his negotiations with Putin, that is Trump. And I think we're beginning to see some of the criminal activity happening behind the scenes in Russia. I think we're beginning to see their economy collapse. And I think Trump is wisely intervening, cautiously, but intervening and throwing his support towards Ukraine for not only the betterment of that nation, but the surrounding nations as well that are, you know, in a direct threat from Russia.
Rob, I know you're the CEO and president of Coleridge Ministries. I'd love to get your take on what we have kind of seen transpire 2 weeks ago yesterday from when Charlie Kirk was assassinated, and to see really this outpouring of faith in our communities, in our churches, in our states all across the U.S. of what many people are calling a revival. Do you think this is sustainable? I always say action is more powerful than words, and the action we've seen of people has been pretty tremendous. Do you think there's going to be sustainability and continued growth of this revival as we move farther and farther away from Charlie's death?
Well, I sure hope so. I do think the magnitude of the event, the situation, the tragic situation that unfolded with Charlie Kirk and his assassination, I think that the platform that he had, the global influencer that he had, and the impact that he had on millions and millions of people, I think certainly gives us the best shot we've had in a long time to see revival happen again. Another great awakening in America is what I've been talking to my people about at Coral Ridge. Often I think about that verse in Genesis that when Joseph says, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." And so I'm we're already seeing in just a couple weeks how God is turning a tragic situation out for the good. But I'm with you. I do pray that the actions continue, that the revival is sustained. We're seeing an uptick in attendance the last few weeks. People coming back to our church that haven't been there in decades, literally decades. Maybe they, you know, got complacent, moved to another church, or just stopped going to church altogether, and now they're coming back, bringing their families back to church. So we're praying that this will be sustained for months to come and years as well.
And as a follow-up to that, don't you think, Rob, the biggest change that has to occur for that sustainment to continue and that the people continue to come has to come from the pulpit? We've got to see pastors become more bold and call out the left and call out the evils in this country. They just haven't. I don't know whether that's to protect the collection basket or if they truly are more left-leaning. You know, it's sad to say, but something's got to change in the pulpit.
It really does. It does start there. The pastors have always had a calling to be a prophetic voice in the cultural moment, and I pray that pastors seize this opportunity. They don't shrink back. I actually think people around America are hungry for it, and I pray that pastors steward this opportunity well. They're looking for hope. They're looking for truth. They're looking for boldness and courage from the pulpit. We're starting a Turning Point Faith chapter at our church.
Great.
For that very purpose, so that pastors in our region can see this as a resource for them. We want to resource pastors, embolden them, empower them. We've already been in conversations with Turning Point about starting that chapter ASAP at Coral Ridge, and I pray that other pastors will follow suit.
Yeah, and they don't have that fear like they had in the Biden administration of retaliation if you become too political, right? If you talk about topics at the pulpit, you used to be afraid of losing your 501c3. This administration is not going to come after you.
Yeah, you can't use that excuse anymore. I actually think pastors use that as an excuse to kind of shy away from those issues. Here's the reality. All legislation is shaped by some type of morality. The question is, what's shaping that morality? Yep. A Judeo-Christian worldview or a secular atheistic or even Marxist worldview? So for those that say you can't legislate morality, all legislation is informed by someone's morality. Let it be the morality that shaped this nation for the last 250 years.
Yeah, and I think that for the most part, young people are looking at some of the counter messaging that's coming out and the people that are criticizing what they saw at the memorial, and they're looking at them and they're saying they sound so foolish right now. They're rejecting that type of message. That's why I think it could be sustained among young people, which is very powerful. By the way, if people wanted to look you up online, what's your website?
Yeah, they can simply go to crm.tv. There's all of our resources that we produce, digital and print resources for the church to be equipped in this cultural moment, crm.tv.
Great stuff. Really good
Rob
stuff.
Rob Hazienza.
Yeah, appreciate
Wonderful.
You.
So
appreciate
great
you,
to have you here, and thank you for your time this morning. Griff Jenkins coming up after the break, 97.1 FM.
Thank
Talk.
You.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.